The Alaska Department of Fish and Game reintroduced sea otters to southeast Alaska in the late 1960s after the fur trade all but eliminated the animals. In southern southeast, the department released 51 otters near islands west of Craig and another 55 otters near islands on the southern end of Prince of Wales Island. A 2003 survey estimated that descendants of those initial 106 animals had grown to 5,845.
Otters have at least doubled their number since the last survey 7 years ago.
That's Verena Gill, a wildlife biologist for the Marine Mammals Management Division of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She's part of the collaborative research effort that's funded by the Alaska Sea Grant Program. It also involves students and faculty from the University of Alaska Fairbanks School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences and the Marine Advisory Program. Researchers spent a month in July and August flying aerial surveys from Petersburg south to the Canadian border counting otters. Gill says the southern southeast otter population is growing 13% each year, and she says that growth rate is not unusual.
Otters can actually grow. The maximum is around 20% per year, and we saw that in Kachemak Bay. I surveyed there in 2007, and they were growing at to 20% per year there.
Applying that 13% growth rate to the 2003 estimate puts current numbers in southern southeast around 13,000 otters. Although Gill says she's not yet ready to produce an abundance estimate, she says she's still reviewing data from the latest survey and does not expect to release an abundance estimate until next year. She also plans to survey the northern part of the region next summer and come up with an abundance estimate for the entire region in late 2011. Back in 2002, an estimate for the northern half of Southeast in Glacier Bay was just over 3,000 otters.
So in July and August of next year, I'll be spending another quality month in Southeast. I'll be based out of Sitka this time, and I'll be surveying everything from Petersburg north, then come back, analyze all that data, put it together with the stuff I collected this summer, and have a report for everybody available then. So hopefully this time next year, I'll have the full population number and a report with maps that I'll be able to distribute.
Gill's work confirms a growing chorus of concern from Southeast Alaska's fishing fleets, reporting an increasing otter population that is also expanding its range. Gill says in recent years, otters have expanded into the Cake area, also into Rocky Pass and Totem Bay on the Kupernoff Island shoreline, and have also filled in some of the gaps in their population on the Prince of Wales Island coastline. She also thinks the population will continue to grow.
I see no reason that they wouldn't continue to increase. There's still a lot of unoccupied habitat that they formerly were in pre to when they were extirpated by the fur trade. So there's no reason why they wouldn't keep increasing.
Fishermen and crabbers have been moving out of areas newly colonized by sea otters and say the animals are impacting Dungeness crab and sea cucumber harvests. The state has also closed areas of the commercial dive fishery due to otter predation. An otter can eat up to a quarter of its body weight every day and eats a wide range of fish and shellfish. Another part of the study started up in 2010 is looking at the makeup of the otter's diet. Researchers used spotting scopes to observe otter foraging last summer in four sites in Southeast. University doctoral student Zach Hoyt says he collected information from 1,600 to 1,700 foraging dives and found otters eating six different species also caught by commercial fishing fleets.
We saw the four that we're most interested in, and that's guiacs, red urchins, dungeness, and sea cucumbers. We also saw in a couple of instances in a couple of areas, we saw tanner crab being consumed by otters. And really one of the big surprises to us this last summer was shrimp in the sea otter's diet. It's been recorded in other populations, but to see basically a little over 2% of the diet being shrimp from our study was a finding we weren't expecting, but a very interesting finding.
Hoyt's research from the summer found that about 10% of the otter's diet is made up of commercially valuable species, although that percentage increases in areas newly populated by sea otters. Hoyt says his data from the summer shows about half of the otter's total diet is made up of clams, including the butter clam. He says there were some other surprises in some of the foods that were and were not targeted by otters.
And one of those, for instance, is sand lance. It was something that was a little bit of a surprise, especially in the numbers of sand lance that we did see consumed this last summer by otters. And then there was a couple of species that we thought we might in the diet, the you know species that are commercially important, which we didn't, and we may see those as we put in more effort here in the future. And two of those are pinto abalone and red king crab. We didn't see those in the otter's diet from our sampling this last summer at all.
The research also showed green sea urchins making up over 13% of the otter diet, sea cucumbers a little over 3%, and Dungeness crab a little under 3%. The otter diet research will continue into next year, and other work will involve capturing and implanting 40 otters with radio tracking tags near Cake and QU Island. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.